Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We're back.
Welcome to another episode of Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
How's it going, our little froggies?
Froggies.
We're inspired. We have a new mascot joined to the team. Ribbit.
Yeah, you guys gotta follow us on Instagram. You get all the fun, stupid things that we post. Can keep up with
just a little silliness.
Yeah, the silliness, you know.
Well, we named him Harold.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we're not gonna tell you why, but if you are the real deal, or if you're a cool kid, you'll know. Pro tip, I was gonna ask, so you said you watched that movie Outlaws on Netflix. Is it Outlaws?
Mm-hmm.
Outlaws,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Netflix. Mm-hmm. How fucking funny was that?
The Shrek?
Literally
in
the bank robbery scene. That was, I was dying
laughing.
You know
what? I was falling asleep on the couch just like a little bit. Like I was getting relaxed and I was like
about
to fall asleep. And then Bob goes, he's just a Shrek. And I literally was
shooting up.
And I'm like,
what?
And then I watched the rest of the movie. I did not fall asleep. Like I got an adrenaline rush. From seeing that, I'm like, that is...
Are you freaking kidding me?
So funny. Like, what a great costume. Although, I must say, he didn't have the plaid, like, legging pants, but the rest of it was on point.
Cares?
On point. It was so good.
The best part was he stayed in the outfit, though, the entire freaking bank robbery, too. Like, he kept going.
He's doing CPR.
Yes! In the Shrek outfit. I was like, this is gold. The minute it happened, I literally was like, oh my god, I have to snap you. Like, this is chaos. Great movie. If you guys haven't seen it, it's called Outlaws on Netflix. It's so funny. It's great. Big fan.
It's really good.
What else is new with you, man?
Well, you know what? I finished, which isn't much of an accomplishment because I think it finished a week ago, Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Southern Charm. I was going to be like, what? That's fast
no,
as hell.
That's not happening.
You finished Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard?
It is kind of a tongue twister. We were doing tongue twisters as a warm-ups.
Yeah.
Like,
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled pepper.
Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
What?
Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
That's not a thing.
That's what we did in, like, sixth grade chorus class.
Really?
Yeah.
That sounds, like, really easy,
and then
though.
You go up again. Mommy made me mash my M&Ms. Mommy made me mash my M&Ms. Yeah, you get it.
You have a nice voice. No, like, you can... You have, like, nice... Have you ever tried singing? Did you ever sing in school?
In sixth grade chorus class.
Did they kick you out?
Did they kick you out?
Yeah, kicked me out.
Chaz was kicked out of chorus. What grade was that?
I don't know. We don't do grades. We do years.
Whatever. So, well, you know what it is. You know the.
But I don't remember. It was high school. I was young. I was stupid. You know, it is what it is.
Okay.
But no, I'm not meant for singing, and I'm okay with it.
It's okay, and you know, everyone has different talents.
Yeah, you know, what are your talents?
Finishing Summer Health.
It's so hard to say.
What did you think of the show? The finale, I gotta say, was like quite the episode. Like I thought it would be. I thought the season would end and it'd be like, and like that was like a dud. But I guess it kind of got spicier as the season went on. And the finale,
what
like,
happened again at the end? I need a reminder.
So Silas just like really, I don't understand how they're still together. Like,
is
the
it
way
he, awful?
He treats her,
he's awful,
and he just blames it on like his upbringing, and he kind of makes excuses for it instead of being like, I'm sorry, like if you want me to treat you differently, like, you know, I'll try to change, like, you know, like my attitude. But wow, like just telling her that she sucks at ironing, that she should have been home to iron his stuff, when even like she's like, I set myself up for success, I had to run these errands, so like I did this earlier so that I could come home and have 20 minutes to like press your suit. Like, he, oh my gosh.
Dude, the fact that he literally was like shitting on her for her breakfast too, where he was like, you yeah. burnt this toast, or you like overcooked this, and then he like got mad or something that she didn't make him food the next time, and
it, starches.
Like, yes. He was like, because she was like, oh, you're not gonna eat that? He was like, there's not enough starch, or there's
no,
too much starch.
I don't eat starches.
Oh yeah. Potatoes. It was some bullshit answer. Like, but dude, literally, like, I was like, wow, this guy is so misogynistic, like in the beginning too.
Yeah.
Okay, this is something that also like ticked me off. There we go. This is something that ticked me off, was that he was literally in the beginning of the show Jasmine. So for those of you guys who don't know, Jasmine is Silas's wife in the show. He gets mad at her when she's going out with her friends and she gets like really wild and crazy and fun because she's having girls' night. Fucking sue her for having fun with her best friends. And he gets mad that A, she's having fun, like too much fun, and she's coming home late. And B, he was like so not for like if she were to get free drinks at the bar.
Yep.
He got so angry at that. And lo and behold, this little piece of shit is, you know, doing the same thing with the boys.
I love that they were like, no, bro, you cannot take that drink. Yep. No taking free drinks from people.
I'm so happy his friends called him out on his bullshit. Because I literally was like, what did they say? Double standard?
Yeah.
What's the saying? Like,
that's a double standard.
It's a double standard. Yeah.
Like, you have to, if you're saying something, you have to hold yourself to it too.
He's a hypocrite. He's literally a freaking hypocrite. And just straight up misogyny. Like, I really don't like guys who are like the ones where they're like, I don't want to hear about my girlfriend's past if it was maybe too sexual. But then they go out talking about themselves being like very sexual or strip clubs or whatever. Like, it's hypocritical is what I'm saying.
Took his wedding ring off. Did you catch that? It was very subtle, but they were like, bro, like,
that was like wild.
He took his wedding ring and off to go with the guys.
They called him out for it, which again, I loved. And I was like, that is so messed up.
They
so
just got married too. Like, this was like within the first year of marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that was so rough.
Their relationship is super toxic. Don't like it. Don't like Silas. Also, he wasn't even fun the entire time. He was just straight up like, I need my routine. If I don't have my routine, my whole day's thrown off. Like, shut the frick up.
You're on vacation.
Yes. And the fact that Jasmine was like, we're literally on vacation. I'm sorry, my mind isn't on our freaking routine. Like, bro, you're not in the military anymore. Which,
yeah.
Okay, great. He's a veteran. You know, that's awesome. But,
yeah,
like,
obviously, like, thank you for your service.
Yes.
Like, it's just
for real. But, like, I did not like
him
at all.
That doesn't excuse his attitude at all. Yeah, no.
Really poor attitude. Really bad. It's like he has no respect for her at all.
All this stuff
that
she does.
Or for women, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe eventually I'd go back and rewatch it just kind of to see it from, like, a new lens. To kind of see him, like, okay, like, catch other things that he did. Because I don't really remember off the top of my head, like, towards the other women if he like did anything like that. I don't know, it's also hard because obviously when you start a new show you're trying to figure out who's who for a while.
It's
just like
the character development takes time.
Someone wise once said that.
I know it was Monica.
Did you know that it got renewed for a second season?
It did
Yeah.
Okay, would you watch it?
Yeah, I think now that, like, you know, we've seen the character development and we know kind of, like...
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite or do you...
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I love Amir. He is so... Well, I guess two favorites. I love Amir because I love his smile. Every time he smiles, I smile. Like, he's just such a sweet little just, like, happy guy. He's just there to have a good time. Like, big fan. Love him. And... obviously, I think he's very attractive as well. And then Shanice, love her. She is the chaotic one who walked around with no top on and people got annoyed with that.
Oh, my God. Didn't she get kicked out and then, like, came back?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's your favorite?
Well, she's funny. Like,
okay, but if...
You need... I mean, bro, if everyone was, like, mellow and normal, that's also, like,
no, that's boring. True. Yeah,
she's spiced up. You know,
yeah,
she's
but,
spicy
like,
girl.
If that was your boyfriend in the hot tub and she, you know...
I'm not saying I liked what she did.
You wouldn't be friends with her, but she's your favorite.
I liked watching her on a show that I am not part of.
Okay.
How
about
that?
That's fair.
Yeah.
You're not, like, putting yourself in the equation.
No. So who was your favorite? Who'd you like?
I guess I didn't really think about it too much.
You literally asked me this question and you didn't even think about it?
No.
What?
But I think I gravitated towards Jordan. Like, I think she's...
Oh, she barely had any character, I feel like. I feel like she was a prop. Like, she was there.
Well, I think they were just treating her like a prop. And she was guys, I
like
am more than this. Like,
I know. I felt bad when she broke down. I was like,
I know. I felt really bad. Well, who was... Oh no, it was Alex the one that was sexualizing her, yeah. Amir
I wouldn't say he was sexualizing her. Amir was with the guys and alone with the guys. Like, she wasn't there. And he basically said, like, I'm here for Jordan, meaning he wanted to hook up with her.
Yeah.
And he did make comments or he didn't like that she was celibate. But again, he didn't say that to her. He said that in his confessionals. He said that with the guys. So whatever he did, again, I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong. I'm just saying he just did it separately, whereas Alex was sexualizing Jordan to her face.
Yeah.
And he did it a couple times. So maybe she just felt, like, overwhelmed by it.
Yeah.
I mean, her past, too, though, plays into it, because they said how, like, she was that, I don't know, like, sex model or something.
Like, Playboy Bunny?
Oh, was it a play? I have no idea.
I think
was
so. It? She said something about, like, modeling for Playboy. Like, oh. When, like, she says, like, whatever else.
It was really funny. I forget who said it, but they're like, dude, if you literally Google Jordan, she's nude. Like, she's literally naked on the internet. And I was like.
Yeah. I know. Well, so, that's why she's like, I'm more than that.
I know.
Like, I felt bad, because she seemed really nice. And, like,
she
I feel
does.
Like. They just, like, I don't know. Yeah, maybe she didn't come out of her shell as much, maybe because she didn't feel, like, super comfortable. I don't know. I mean, it's also, like, you're going into this house with some people you don't even know. You're on a TV show.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I think that's a lot. I just, for me, I'm putting myself in the equation. If I had to pick someone to be friends with, I'd pick Jordan, because she seems, like...
Fair enough. She's sweet.
Yeah.
I like
She's
her.
She's, like, cool, I hope, and respectful. Like,
I hope we see more of her wild side, because she clearly has one, because... Every time her and Jasmine want to go out, it sounds like Jordan's ready to party.
Yeah.
But we didn't see much of that, so I don't know.
What did you think about, was it Nick, the one that was, like, super proper, like, always
shady dressed up? As hell. The fact that they brought his girlfriend towards the end, and then we're telling his girlfriend, like, hey, just so you know, when we first met Nick, he never talked about you. He slid into people's DMs, but... I don't know. She is comfortable with that, and
she said that he was upfront with her about his communications with the other girls, meaning, like, talking to them in their DMs. Like, oh, what exactly was he telling you? Like, oh, I reached out to them to, like, you know, introduce myself. Like, you know, show us the receipts. Like, she needs to look at the receipts, because what he, I mean, maybe she's watching the show. Maybe they're not together anymore.
Yeah,
that, like, that,
that's
like,
true.
The stuff that he was saying was not kosher. Like, you do not say that if you're in a year and a half relationship with someone.
So that was the thing, when they said a year and a half.
Yeah!
Also, first of all, did you catch where later on when Nick goes, I'm seeing someone, he never said he had a girlfriend. He just said, I'm seeing someone.
It made it seem very casual.
Yes!
Yeah.
When you're seeing someone, you're seeing someone. It literally means what it means. It's casual. If you have a girlfriend, especially a year and a half,
dude,
wouldn't you say you have a girlfriend, not that you're seeing someone?
That I'm in a relationship. Yeah.
Or I'm in a relationship.
I think he intentionally used that kind of, like, ambiguous language.
Well, that's why it's, like, shady.
Very.
Shady AF. Yeah. So, didn't really like him.
He was too materialistic for me, too.
Yeah, I know. And again... I don't know. I feel like overall, this entire show, again, I know they were building characters, but because they're calling it Summer House, I can't help but compare it to Summer House. And I just thought it was really tamed. Sorry, the somersault would make me so burpy.
I just thought guys, guess what?
Shut the
Our
hell
first
up.
Sober episode. We're not drinking tonight.
I thought you were going to say something else. Yeah, we're sober today, guys.
That's all. Sorry, were you going to say that? You're comparing it to Summer House?
Well... If for the folks on the phone, if you care and you must know what we are drinking, I know you guys are obsessed, so stop insisting. We'll tell you what we're drinking.
Please, settle down.
I know. Guys, calm down. It's nothing crazy. But it is a sober seltzer. It's raspberry lime, and it's called how do you say this? Soleil? Soleil? Why are you laughing at me?
It's French. Soleil.
Soleil. How do you know this is French?
Because that's how you spell soleil, in, like, sun.
How am I supposed to know that?
Like Cirque du Soleil?
Oh, True Chains. I've been to a Cirque du Soleil. You. Have you?
Yeah, once.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
That's like the only thing Soleil. I know how to say in French.
What did you think of it? It was cool, right?
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Very cool. I could never do any of the things any of those people do.
Well, yeah. circus.
Very impressive. Where did you see it? In Boston?
No, I think in Hong Kong. My parents like to go to like some shows occasionally and bring my brother and I. So,
nice.
Very cool though. I think it was really. I think we've been like twice. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. Have you seen The Greatest Showman?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. I think it's kind of based off Cirque du Soleil, like inspired by it, or no? Am I wrong? Like, I know it's like a circus, but like,
yeah, circuses
or is it totally different
anymore? Well, I think Cirque du Soleil is like an elevated, well, I don't know if I guess it's like elevated, just like modernized version of a circus where it's just
for
like
sure
acrobatics and not like the animals and all of that.
Oh, good point. I didn't even think of the animal stuff. Yeah, you're so right. It is outdated.
Yeah.
Do we know why they stopped doing that?
Because just like ethics. Like, they didn't treat animals well, or the people, like they were
abuse.
Just, like, be like, come see this, like, 2-foot-tall person. It's like, well, we can't just be, like, monetizing.
Plus, it's, like,
people.
Dangerous as shit if you're, like, in a ring with, like, a live tiger, and you're just doing tricks with a tiger. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it ain't right.
I guess that's a good point. Anyways, we went off topic. Oh, yeah, it's because I was like, how do we get to this? It's because of what we're drinking. Guys, look what you made us do. Now we're off topic.
It's all your fault.
Okay, anyways.
I'm talking to you guys. The folks on the phone.
I was going to say, let's clarify what we're angry at. No, just kidding. We love you guys. So overall, what did you think of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard?
I would watch the second season. Am I going to tell everyone to watch it because it's the most entertaining thing ever? No. But do I see like potential in it growing into something?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I really liked that they talked about Black history.
Yeah.
Because, don't want to sound dumb, but I really don't know that much about life in general. So if there's, you know, any opportunity to get educated, and if it's through Bravo, I'm freaking in. So I just thought it was really fascinating that they talked about how in Martha's Vineyard, it was the first place that Black people, African-American people could own homes. So I also kind of wish they talked more about, you know, Black history and just the roots of Martha's Vineyard. I feel like they touched upon it, but
yeah,
I don't know. It'd be nice to know more.
I agree. And it is cool because it's like, you know, for us it's local, so it is kind of like cool to learn about that. But yeah, like they were doing the tour. Do you remember that part where they're like, oh, we're gonna go and do like a tour of like all the interesting, like, I forget what it was, like, just the
houses of, like, who owned the homes.
Yeah, like,
it was,
African-American,
like, people.
History, like, tour of the island. I feel like they showed, like, one scene from that, and that you didn't learn anything. They're like, oh, this is where, like, who is it, Diana Ross?
Yes!
Was...
They said that she threw a lot of parties, and then that was it.
Some
and I was like...
Yeah, it's like,
what? That's all we're gonna get?
Black history tour is this?
No, I know. I agree with you. I wish they, like, kind of did more. I don't know... Again, we're not going to know what they're thinking, but...
I think, you know, you can only work with the content that you have. Maybe they just didn't get any, like, good, like, footage of... I don't know.
Plus,
I don't know.
New season two is really only, like, eight episodes. So, which is short, because, like, Below Deck, which we'll get into later, that has 17 episodes. Like, that's a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. I literally realized it the other day. I was like, there's 17 episodes of Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Is that including the never-before scenes, or no?
No, it's not. And remember I told you I was rewatching Vanderpump Rules. Season 1 was also 8 episodes. And then obviously as we kept watching it, then it was renewed for more episodes. So I think because like Martha's Vineyard is just like a pilot. They're just trying to gauge probably people's interest. They probably didn't want to put in too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued for season 2.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's more, I don't know. Love chaos, love drama. But I feel like it needs to be more gripping.
Yeah.
And not just watching people do yoga.
I know.
Like, did you like Alex?
No.
I didn't like him.
No.
He was boring. Sorry.
Yeah, I think he was trying too hard almost.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. I don't really want to watch a show of people doing yoga in the fucking yard. Like,
the last two episodes were like the juiciest in the whole season.
Yeah.
Like when Simon comes and then like they get in the huge
I told you it gets better.
Fight.
That was great. I was living.
That was insane. I also like. I wonder if actually I didn't check if they're still together. I know Jasmine and Silas are, but I didn't check if she's
also,
still together.
Also, I'm kind of shocked now that I'm just realizing none of us said the best character of the whole show.
Oh my
Philo.
Oh, what I can't a believe cutie.
Wait, he was amazing.
He's like, the long haired dachshund that's on the show. That's her emotional support.
If you guys are gonna watch Summer House, Martha's Vineyard, I said that really fast. Say that fast five times.
I can't. I literally can't say it slow it. One time.
Do it. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
You can't.
Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. This is what happens when we're not drinking. No.
Still can't speak.
Milo is a cutie pie, and he's such a cute little floof. Love a good floof. Whenever there's a floof, I'm in.
Me too.
So cute.
Yeah, but her and Simon were like, I don't know. They're like, when he came, like, they were a little weird, like,
in the beginning.
Just no, the whole time. Like,
dude.
Or when he got there.
The fact that he just casually gave everybody, like, watches. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, like, Simon.
Doesn't know
like,
who they are.
We need to do a case study on Simon. So, like, whatever. They're FaceTiming. He comes in.
Yeah.
And he, like, rents a super nice car, I guess.
Which looked fly.
And gives them a bunch of presents. And then they, like, finally get to sleep together. And he's like, not tonight, baby.
I'm tired. He said that?
Yeah. And she's like,
said no guy okay. ever?
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's why I was like, okay. And then, like, I think it was the next night, literally, where they had, like, the huge fight where she asked, or, like, she told him to take Milo out or something, or watch him.
Okay.
And he's like, why do you have to tell me, like, you're just, like, ordering me around? Like, can you ask me? Like, and then she freaked out. I honestly don't even know why she freaked out, but she was like, we're done. I'm done with it. Like, she literally was saying that they were broken up, and the next morning, she's like,
I remember. He, like, jumped in the pool with his suit on. He was dancing on the table. I think she said he was, like, embarrassing her.
Oh, because he got drunk at a party.
Yeah, and he was. Yeah, I know. Also, like, so ridiculous.
He belongs on
Freak Out. He belongs on the show. Yeah, he does. And you know what was crazy, though, is that when he was actually getting drunk and having fun, nobody joined in. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Like, he literally jumped in the pool with his suit in. I thought everyone was gonna jump in. Nobody did, so it was, like, lame. Then he gets up, and then he jumps on the table in the kitchen, and he's dancing, and everyone's just judging him. And I'm like, you guys are all so lame.
I know.
You're on reality TV. Loosen up.
Like, maybe that's why they wanted to save face. They didn't want to be, like,
they were probably crazy. Nervous of their reputation, maybe. I think two of them are in corporate.
I mean, yeah.
I forget his name already, but he had, like, his laptop on, and he was working, and so I don't know if he's, like, worried about that, where he's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Hey,
I
guys. Mean, yeah,
he was trying to party. No one else was trying to party, and
I know.
They got in a huge fight.
She's like, we're breaking up! And then the next day, I love you, we're fine. Like,
it's like, that's a toxic relationship. If she's breaking up with you,
Bree's kind of a nut job.
Yeah.
She's, like, a firecracker. She's a Lindsay! It's kind of like a Lindsay.
Yeah.
When she gets drunk, she just gets, like,
ooh, when
wild.
When Summer, like, pushed her and she was like,
wah. Okay. That was so ridiculous.
That was
Do you
crazy.
Think it warranted her to get kicked out the house?
Wait, I kind of missed. No, no, no. So when Summer, like, gave her the push, that was
Summer?
I don't know how to describe her to you. It was like the second and last episode.
There's a lady in the house called Summer? What?
Summer in Summer House. It's called Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard.
That's why they called it Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. Not because they're comparing it to Summer House. It's because it's Summer's House.
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
No, she came in later in the season.
Okay, I remember there was another fight that happened. And then Bray was like, why does everybody keep punching me? Why does everybody keep fighting with me?
That was Summer.
Okay, I definitely... Maybe if I see a picture of her, I'll...
Maybe.
Who was the lady in the beginning, though, who got kicked out?
Wasn't it Shanice?
No,
kicked out, didn't she?
No. Shanice? Well, technically, Shanice... No. Shanice never got, like, officially kicked out. She, like, left, but then she came back. Actually, you know what? I was wrong in the beginning. Shanice never got kicked out. She left. Then she came back. But this other woman who was Jasmine's friend, she got kicked out. Because she literally went like this to Brie in the laundry, over literally freaking laundry, which was hilarious because it was Amir who caused the drama.
Oh, I didn't know that. I think I kind of missed that part of the episode.
Okay, so to talk this all back, so basically this is the beginning of Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard, and I forget her name, but what do we call her?
We'll call her
Jasmine's friend. Jasmine's friend from home. They grew up together. She was had like this calming, almost like a, I think she was a psychic. She had gave me psychic vibes.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah,
I forget
yeah.
her name, but she goes into the laundry, and then I think there's like shit on the towels or something in the laundry, and she was like, "Who put these towels with my clothes?" Mm-hmm, and then she was like, "It has to be Bree because Bree's the one with the dog."
Bria, sorry.
Yeah. She goes to Bria and confronts Bria, and Bria goes, "I didn't do this." Meanwhile, Amira's chuckling in the corner, dying of embarrassment, being like, "Oh crap, that was my bad." But he doesn't tell anyone until after the fact. The psychic lady, I'm calling her the psychic lady, she gets kicked out, but they kick her out because she like nudges Bria, and Bria was like, "I was physically assaulted. That was ridiculous." And so do you think that warranted a kick out?
Were they drunk? I mean, obviously you don't want anyone feeling like physically in danger.
Yeah,
we need
like,
to discuss the dude that literally
took a shit and left.
Took a shit and got kicked out.
Wait, that was okay.
That was absurd. Okay, if you guys didn't watch the show, this literally, I think it's the same night that the shit towel happened.
Was it the same night?
I'm pretty sure it was either the same night or like in the night after. Because I remember there was voting and then people were gone.
Yes, because the psychic lady got kicked out at the same time with.
Yes,
oh
it was
my
the same
God.
Night.
Yeah, that was chaos.
Whose friend was that that came in?
Bria.
No, the dude. Someone's cousin?
No, the dude who took a shit and left was Bria's friend.
Oh.
Bria brought him in the house.
So
that one was funny.
Bria's friend comes in. And, like, he said that he was, like, he had dibs on a room.
Yeah.
And he
took a shit in Nick's room.
Yeah. And he had dibs on Nick's room. And Nick obviously took it because he was there, like, a week before this dude.
Well, yeah.
And then the dude comes in, he's pissed, and he takes his shit in his bathroom. Not on the bed, at least not in Amber Heard, but took it in the bathroom.
Forgot about Amber.
Didn't flush and left it. And they came home from going out and he's like, "Hey guys, I'm whatever my name is." And they're like, "Did you really?"
Oh, Phil! His name's Phil! Yes.
And they're like, "Did you really just do that?" And he was like, "Yeah. I said that was gonna be my room. Also, like, I thought it would be funny," and they literally just kicked him out. They voted him out, and like, who wants him out? They raised their hands. They
Dude,
like kicked him
out.
Dude,
that was like freaking like what's the word? Cutthroat.
It was same night. Like the other girl got to stay the night and left in the morning. He literally comes in, takes a
Dude,
shit.
Dude, they had production walk him out too, which was so funny because he also got like really drunk and like hot and heavy, and he was insulting the guys. Like he was like yelling at Amir and yelling at Alex and being super disrespectful. Yeah. He was disrespectful to Jordan, I think. So that's why they're like, "We need to get this guy like pronto that's out true. The hell." But it was hilarious that production escorted him out.
Dude.
He was like, I'm leaving.
Dude. he came in.
That was wild.
He was like, "I thought it'd be funny. Like, I thought you guys would have like he was not like, okay, I'm sorry, I should have done that. Like, all right, like, can
no,
I have
that
the root?" Like,
was
no,
whack.
He was
a whack job. Literally comes in, takes a shit, gets absolutely blackout, disrespects everybody in the house. Like, that warrants a kick out.
It does.
Not the psychic lady who literally nudged Bria.
I know, I mean.
And barely, like, but again, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Bria really felt unsafe and, like, whatever, but yeah.
I know.
Any final thoughts on Sommerhaus Mafafinho?
No. Go watch it, guys. It's dece.
Yeah, it'll tickle your fancy between like the other Summer House episodes or seasons. So,
you mean compare it to this?
No, I mean
the
like
other Summer House. I was gonna say don't compare it to the other Summer House.
Well,
just look
true.
At it from look at it as a new show.
Yeah, it's Summer's House.
Yeah, exactly. And they're in Martha's Vineyard. So,
all right, check it out, guys.
All right, cool, cool. I choked. We opened another.
Yeah, we're crazy.
Another.
Wait,
I love that lady, that influencer,
crazy
so much. She's the one who talks about her Latino mom. She goes, "You're so crazy, Carol. You're so crazy." The one who
Kat Stickler, right?
Is that our name?
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, Kat Stickler, so we freaking love you. You are so freaking funny. We love you.
We know you're
funny.
Listening.
Definitely not. But that's no, okay.
Absolute jokes. I literally love though how she like imitates her mom because it's so accurate. Anyways, talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht. What were you gonna say? What were you gonna say?
I left you guys hanging last week. I said you'll find out where I'm going soon at the end of the episode.
Oh, you never told them?
No, oh I said God. You gotta come back. So now, thank you for coming back. If you did, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the last episode because yeah. That means you didn't listen to it or you didn't finish it. So go finish it and then come back. I'm going to Charleston on Thursday, yes, home of Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality.
So freaking jealous. Well, I do have. I had a question. Oh no!
Did you just delete?
No. We're good. I was gonna say, what have you planned for Charleston so far? And you didn't tell them why you're going.
I'm going for my cousin's bachelorette.
And did Southern Hospitality? Did that Southern Hospitality inspire you for any of your plans?
No, because I didn't make the plans. So my cousin, who is the one that's getting married's sister, planned everything.
Well, tell us, what are you doing? I'm intrigued.
Well, we are getting there on Thursday.
Very nice.
We're doing a grocery delivery, which is nice, so we don't have to, you know, it's very riveting stuff.
Love
and
it.
Then
yes, next.
And then I think we're going out to eat, of course, and we're going to...
Where are you going?
Mexican. See, I don't... You want the names of the places?
Yes. Because
I don't have those off
the
top
of my
head.
Oh, come on, what? You don't know?
I didn't make these plans. I'm literally just showing up. Well, okay, I'm bringing stuff. I'm helping prepare, but I don't...
Okay, just let me know later. It's cool, because, like, it could be... what's her name? Leva's restaurant.
Oh.
I'm just curious. Anyways, carry on, continue.
I mean, I'm sure there are thousands of restaurants, so the odds of it being that are pretty slim, but yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, sure. I'll just give you the overview of the whole weekend. We're just going to be doing, like, a beach day. We're going to be going to some, like, cute area. I don't remember the name of it, but if you guys come back in 2 weeks, then you'll be able to hear all about where I went and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But we're staying near King Street, which I know King Street's like the fun area.
Sewing Down South on King Street.
What is it?
Sewing Down South.
Oh, Craig's Pillow Store? Craig's Pillow Store. Okay,
but honestly,
I'll pop in if
everything's
I see it.
On King Street because, like, literally, it's a whole strip of, like, bars and clubs. So, like, all the Southern Charm people are always there. The Southern Hospitality people are there as well. So,
I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to be Bravo watching.
If you see anyone, let me know.
Yeah.
And then I'll die and live vicariously through you. I'm so jealous.
I'm excited. It looks really, really nice. I've only seen Southern Hospitality. I haven't seen Southern Charm. But
should.
It's will. Good pre-game. I will.
We're the show's excited in Charleston.
To go. I know. It looks very charming. I'm going to be going out a couple nights.
You guys going to the club?
Themes.
One night?
Yeah, I think we're going to the club at least one night.
Which club are you going
I don't
to?
Know.
Oh, me don't even know.
I don't know the name. I didn't plan.
If it's Republic, that is...
I know what Republic is. Yeah, I watched Southern Hospitality.
Okay, well, I was going to say, if that's the club you're going to, you're going to see everybody from the show.
No, I know. I definitely want to, like,
and I'm going to die.
I'm so jealous. Doing my own little, like, private Bravo tour. Be like, oh, guys, like, we should go down this street. It looks really cute. It's Republic. I need to look inside to see if they're there. So I need to look at Sewing Down South.
Yeah, well, very cool. What
yeah,
else you
I'm
got
excited.
Planned? That it?
I think we're doing a winery beach
oh,
day.
Oh, nice. Yes. They have some good wineries
out.
There.
Yeah. And, you know, just bachelorette things.
Nice. Well, so you're going Thursday to Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that's good enough time.
Get them out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I'll get a nice hiatus from you.
I know. Another one, not as long, but
no solo ups from me though.
Aww,
not doing that again.
No, I know that was my favorite though, but yeah, we'll regroup once I'm back, and I'll tell you all the spots we went to. Only if they're Bravo related, maybe.
Fair enough. Well, the rest of my notes are Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Let's talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Okay, that was, like, freaking amazing. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Also, loved the last two episodes. That was the perfect end. Like, it was crazy.
Not so, dude.
So, I have here in my notes, and I said here, Alex got way more attractive because he's so mature. Gary's a little shit. That's point one.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, Alex literally is like, wow.
Personality really makes or breaks a person. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter how, like, that's the thing. Girls were, I don't even know if people find him attractive, like, physically, but, like, the way that he would just, like, always hit on girls, make them feel so special, but he'd make every girl feel, Gary.
Make every girl feel
so special, then they're just like, oh, wow, like, Gary, okay, like, yeah, he's hot. Like, I think just, like, they like the way that he treats them.
Also, a confidence in a person just makes them more attractive overall. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, when you're a confident person, you are selling yourself, and you're just more... You're going to be more liked because you're friendly, right? That's true. Just open, you're friendly, you're confident, and loud. And Gary's loud.
Well, he exceeds confidence with his ego, which we talked about last week.
Which is way too big and needs to be deflated, and it certainly did get deflated. What happened?
I was looking at the notes.
Oh, I'm excited. No, like, I'm going to read them out to you. I have so many notes.
Guys, you got to finish the season. If you didn't finish the season, finish the season. It's really good.
Okay, this next note, I was laughing so freaking hard when it says here ha 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 in caps when Alex uses the naughty boy to rescue the lady in the unicorn
float,
and then she flips. That was hilarious.
She was the just star like of the show. She was the star of that charter. She was so good.
So for the folks on the phone, it was the last charter, and it was like a bunch of these gay guys. They were having themselves a time.
Oh my gosh,
they are hilarious. It was amazing. And they they're one of the guys that they brought their mom, and so she basically like gets on the unicorn floaty and is just like chilling like a villain. But what they do is, so normally the floaties are like tied to what's it called, like it's like the dock, like that's
the, like the floating dock thing.
Yeah, because they have, if you don't watch Below Deck, they have like a floating dock attached to the boat, you know, to like kind of use it to get on like tenders, small boats, water sports, to get back on the boat easily. And so they had the unicorn floaty tied to the floating dock, right? And so the mom, who's trying to get on it, she unties it and she's like, I'm just gonna float away and, you know, chill.
So you can just come get me later.
And then Alex, who's like on duty basically, is like, ah, oh, shit, fuck my life. Now I gotta go rescue this lady because she's floating away, and that's in open water, which is such a hazard.
The current was super strong and literally just tore her away in like a minute. Like, literally.
It was so funny. So then what he does is he gets a naughty boy. And if you don't know what that is, how do you explain a naughty boy? Like, it's like the coolest freaking water toy ever.
It's you lay on it. It's just like a, basically imagine if a jet ski was literally just like a little thing that you hold on to and you just lay on it and it just like launches.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
you can
a good
like
one.
Go like in the water a little, underneath the water, so he just like chases her
with this naughty boy. But then he holds the rope because the rope's still tied to the unicorn, so he basically holds the rope, she stays on the float, and then he uses the naughty boy to basically swim them back to the boat. But because of the current being so strong, as he's driving, the unicorn flips and you just see her legs fly up there. I laughed so fucking hard. I was like, this is my favorite thing in, like ever this entire season.
So good.
But then it gets even funnier. So then he's like, well, shit. So he puts her on the naughty boy so she can just, you know, speed back to the boat. And he takes this giant unicorn and is like struggling and swimming back to the boat. I felt so bad.
It's so good. Okay, it's that so was good. She was the really star funny. Of that charter because those, like, yeah, the gays had so much drama. They remember?
Yeah.
They're like almost fighting each other. Glenn's like, if you're getting aggro, you're getting off the boat.
Don't get aggro with me. This poor little Captain Glenn, short little man. Yeah, no, that was pretty wild. They almost got kicked out. That was something.
Why did they even start fighting?
Dude, I don't even know. They just started yelling at each other like on the dining table, and I don't really remember why. But then they were like getting really angry with each other, and then I guess Glenn was just, I mean, they also all had like drank a bunch. Like what, the main guy, he literally had like what, like 6 dirty martinis. And he had them make it double shot, too.
Oh, my god!
And then he takes an... Okay,
R.I.P.
I don't understand when... Like, I get the hype of, like, you're in this beautiful boat. You're in this beautiful yacht. you know, you want to drink, it's open bar, you want to have fun, but why do you want to drink so much to the point that you're so fucked up that you're like, I need to go to bed and take a nap? You're like wasting the day. Like, go to bed when it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Day drink responsibly.
Yeah.
Because then, like, they didn't even party at night because they were all exhausted. And I was like, this is so lame. I thought they were going to keep partying at night, but they drank so heavily during the day. They didn't even drink at dinner.
Yeah.
They barely drank at dinner. I was like, this sucks. Like, you just went way too hard. But, yeah, that was pretty crazy. Like, okay, so on the show, there's these gay guys. There's two that are married, but then they have a boyfriend, and they share the boyfriend. I don't get that. Like, at all.
Okay, I'm kind of remembering why they got mad now.
Why?
Well, because the one of the fighting over married the guys... Well, no, he just got super drunk. He put himself, like... Or basically, like, the husband put him to bed. And then he was getting so mad at the husband.
Because he woke up on the floor.
Yeah.
And he was like, why didn't you put me on the bed?
And he's like, you threw water at me. There's water on the ceiling.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then I think they...
He was like, I couldn't freaking move you. You, like, did want to cooperate or something.
So then I think they went back upstairs, maybe, and then, like, the co-primaries got involved.
I don't remember how they got involved.
I think they were just, like, I don't remember either. I think they were probably just saying, like, how drunk he was or something, and he just, like, got
maybe
pissed. I don't know, but.
I don't know. The whole scene was chaos. I loved it.
The whole thruffle thing was. Interesting.
Oh, lol. My next note says here, oh my god, these gays are drinking so much. And then the drama with Glenn. Oh, wait, this is hilarious. No, when I write these notes, I think it was I had some drinks on these notes. I love when the mom, when they're all arguing at the dinner table, and then the mom goes, how about we talk about the Mets?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, that was.
I'm telling you, she was the star of that.
Oh my god,
charter.
She was jokes. Poor Lucy for cleaning up all their BS.
Oh my god.
That was disgusting.
They had shit towels too. They had
blood on their towel. They had shit on their towel. Like,
they just, like, wouldn't flush. They vomited in the sink. Like, this
and
girl
it smelled like throw up. Like,
after the second time cleaning up after them, she literally, like, calls her parents. She's like, I want to go home. Like, it's literally her last day after working for weeks and weeks. It's her last day. She's
I know.
Like, I want to go
home. Her dad was like, you have 4 days. Like, you're going to be fine.
I did feel really bad, though. I mean, like,
after
you know
that
what?
Moment, I'd be like, shit, I want to go home, too. Like, that was disgusting.
So bad.
I know. The entire time I was watching, I was like, huh?
They did tip really well, which was awesome.
Thank God, as they should.
Wait, did they, or am I mixing them up? One of them was, like, the biggest tip ever, then the other one was... No, they didn't tip well, because Lucy, I remember Lucy being like, I literally cleaned up your sick and your shit.
Oh, you're right.
And
she was like, and then she was like, fuck that.
They gave, like, 17 grand or something.
Yeah, the tip was, like, so-so.
So
no, the biggest tip ever was... I don't remember.
Were the gays the last one, or was...
The gays were the last one.
So it was the
last
one before
charter.
The gays was the biggest tip, I think.
Was it?
It was like 30 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
that was
that?
Crazy.
It wasn't like the regular people that have come back before, was it? No, it was like these new people.
So... I can't remember, honestly.
We're getting old.
Lord knows.
This is why we need a drink on the pod, because our memory
does
is
not
clearly...
make my memory better. Does not make my memory better.
Well,
so
doesn't matter. We'll find out. I have here LMAO, Gary's face when he goes, did Mads really say we're nothing? That was hilarious. So
he's such an idiot.
Dude, he's dumb as shit. So basically, the producers are like, Gary, what are they... Thanks for not burping on my face. Appreciate it. What did the producers ask Gary where they were like, how are you and Mads?
Oh, I think he like, how do you see this or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he was like, I want it to be together. And then the producer was like, oh, really? Mads says you two are like nothing. And he just goes, like, deer in headlights. Like, wait, what? Like, really? And then they showed all the scenes of Mads being like,
we're just having fun.
We're just sleeping together. Like, we're just casual. I don't want to date you. Like, you're going too fast. Like, and then then they zoom in on Gary's face. He goes, oh, that's a shame. Or something like that.
Like, what are you talking about, Gary? Literally, what are you talking
Mads
about?
Mads made a great point, though, and I'm so glad she could see right through him, where she was like, I don't think Gary would ever really be in love with anyone else but Daisy because he only has eyes for her. And I'm like, that's just so sad because it's like, if you love someone, just communicate and be honest. Like, what is your problem, dude? Like, stop sulking around and using other girls to cover up your sadness. Because clearly he's upset that Daisy and Colin are happy and he doesn't have Daisy. And so he's just trying to basically use Mads to, like, cover up his, I don't know, loneliness, I guess. Like,
he's immature.
Yeah.
It really comes down to...
And insecure. Can't be alone.
And insecure and with a big ego.
I know. He did say at the end where he was like, I need time to reflect and stuff. And I was like, okay, that's a little bit...
Yeah, I believe know. That's gonna happen.
Major eye roll. I have here next, Colin and Daze look cute together.
Oh, it looks so cute.
I love that picture that you stored of like Daisy and Colin. I was like, so I think cute. In that moment I was like, okay, they're adorable, they're a good couple, I like it. So
team Colin.
Yeah, but like, what happened to them though? That's the drama that, like, I think they'll probably talk about it in the
reunion.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm intrigued to hear, like, what happened, because, like, they ended on a good note. I thought something bad would happen in the show, and then we'd find out, but they ended on a really good note. They didn't say they would date, they just said they didn't know how to do long distance, but would figure it out. And then Daisy did that Watch What Happens Live, and basically was saying she was, like, pissed off at Colin, right?
Yeah. What this is my hypothesis. You should come up with yours as well.
Okay.
I think that because seeing his stories, he's been doing, like, this big voyage on his boat and, like, going, like... I think that he's just, you know, he's, like, he's a yachty and he, you know, they're known for not being, like, tied down to a place or a person. And I think he's just living his, like, sailing life.
Boat life.
You know? Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, it's hard to, I'm sure, communicate when you're on a boat probably in the middle of nowhere.
It's like, so lonely though, like, how is that like a fun life?
I mean, no, I don't think he's alone. I think he had like a crew. So I'm guessing the communication wasn't like easy and it was hard to stay in touch and maybe they just fell apart and I don't know. I really hope not. I hope like there's still hope for them. Do you have a hypothesis?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, she seemed pretty angry, so it sounds... I don't know. Like, I feel like if you're going to get angry at someone like that, it's like maybe he cheated. Like, not, like, cheated, but more like he basically was like, I met someone else or I, like, hooked up with her. I'm sorry. This long-distance thing is... Because, like, how can... I don't know. Like, she just seemed really pissed. So it's like, how can she be mad at him if he... Like, he obviously did something, right? So if he had texted her being like, look, this relationship isn't really going to work out, you know, I don't see how she can be angry at that. I feel like that's pretty reasonable. I don't know. We'll find out.
I can't picture him doing anything like that, though.
Well, neither can I, and that's why I'm like...
She can get angry pretty quickly, though, about small things, and get over it pretty quickly. So, like, I'm guessing that Watch What Happens Live caught her at a bad spot. I mean, like, we'll see how the reunion goes. I'm very, very intrigued.
Very intrigued.
Is it on Monday, do you know?
I don't know.
Can you look it up?
Yeah. While I'm looking it up, go entertain our guests. The folks on the phone. Tell them the funny joke you told me earlier.
A skeleton walks into a bar. He orders a beer and a mop. It's from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do you get it? Because, like, a skeleton's just, like, bones. So, like, when he drinks the beer, he has to, like, just mop up the beer because, like, it just, like, goes through his bones, like, onto the floor.
All right, we're going to get unsubscribers. Anyways. Yeah, so it says here Monday.
Let's go.
And Tuesday.
Ooh, a two-parter.
Yeah, but that's strange they're not doing back-to-back. Am I reading this right?
717, 718, yeah.
Yeah, and this says new. Yeah, 18, 19. Yeah.
All right.
So Monday and Tuesday, guys, is I guess we're getting the two-part reunion.
Ooh, I'm excited.
And it's at 9:10 on Monday. Kind of late, but okay. And then at 8 p.m. on Tuesday.
Interesting.
Sound like grandma's. Okay, and then the last of... Oh, and the last of my notes, I have your Gary's Little Baby. And I love Chase. Two separate bullet points. That is the end of my notes. Thank you for listening with us and getting through that.
I think you nailed all of it. I mean, honestly, it was a spicy picante season.
Honestly, it was so good. My favorite season, like I said. Big fan.
How do you like Daisy compared to other Chief Stews?
Oh, that's a good one. The only ones I feel like I can remember comparing her are with the other legends, Hannah Ferrer. How do you say your last name? Ferrer? Hannah F.
Ferrer?
Hannah Ferrer? I don't know.
I don't know.
We're botching it. Anyways.
The Australian one. You know which one we're talking
about. Yeah, from Below Deck Men. So I'm comparing her with that. And then obviously Kate Chastain. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all really different.
Ferrier.
No.
I'm not even going to say that. Sorry, I said that so confidently. I don't think so. Sorry, keep going.
Well, Kate's amazing. I miss her so much because she's sassy, she's funny, she's entertaining, she's unhinged, she's blunt, she's just perfection.
Yeah, she's good TV.
Hannah, I liked her in the beginning, but I feel like she kind of turned bitchy and wasn't really, like, entertained with how her character, like, turned out, because she was just basically like hating her job at that point and like did not want to be there. Yeah. Whereas like Kate clearly was tired of her job, but she also loved it, but she like made it funny.
Yeah, she was. Hannah just kind of grew over it, like she's like, over it, whereas Kate's like, screw it, like I'm so over this job, like I'm just gonna, like, you know, she, like, just mess around
basically. It, like. And it wasn't really like that, I don't know, but Daisy's great. I love her.
Love Daisy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't really pick a favorite. I mean, I love Kate and Daisy. I don't remember the other Chief Stews, so there goes my answer. They're not my favorite
because I don't remember them. They're not good enough, you know.
Well, exactly.
They have stain our memories.
Who's your favorite?
It's hard to compare. I think. Well, that's when I think about favorite, I think about. I don't think about like who's the most entertaining to me. I think about like who I would want to be friends with. I want to be
literally
friends with Daisy.
I want to be friends with Kate and Daisy. Like, I know. They're so fun. Kate's just like sassy and it's funny, and she'll make me laugh. And Daisy is also really funny and wild, and also super sweet. And
she's sweet. She's salty. She's Irish, so it sounds really fun, you know. When mm-hmm. she gets mad,
her sister
she goes Gary.
Well, her. I will say this, though. I don't really know if I can picture Daisy without Gary in a season, just because their banter is, like, it's just funny. She gets so angry at him, and she's like, oh, fucking Gary.
She's just so annoying.
No, I know, but it's, like, fun to watch.
I know, it is. It is. It started to get a little cringy, though. Like, once, like, she, like, the like, last couple episodes, they were really together, Daisy and Colin, and then Gary's just keeps trying stuff with her.
So no, I know that was like
it is so disrespectful to both of your friends.
At that point, I'm like, Gary, you're just embarrassing yourself.
Literally,
like, stop, just stop, dude. Like, in the beginning, it's fun, it's funny, whatever. Now you're just like being desperate, and it's like
not a good look.
It's too much. Okay, so here's another question I thought of all like the roles that are on the ship, all roles. I'm talking like captain to engineer to Chief Stew to Decky. Sorry. A little gaffy. It's the freaking seltzer. What role would you pick?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard.
I know. I was thinking about this earlier and I was like, wow, every role is so difficult in its own way.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know if there's like a winning. But what would you pick?
It's like, okay, let's start from the bottom. Do you either want to be third Stew and literally scrubbing toilets, or be like third Decky, or I guess whatever they call him, like, I don't know, just not lead, just like deckhand.
Just deckhand.
And you're just
deckhand,
literally
just
wiping things down all day? No, I don't want to be either of those
Night
things.
Shift?
Fuck oh, that. No. Do I want to be like the second one that like gets to do service if you're a Stew? And then maybe sometimes you're doing like nights? I don't know. that doesn't sound so bad. Same thing with the deckhand. You know, like, maybe the second one, you get to, like, do the pool toy or mm-hmm. the, what? Yeah, pool toys. You know what I'm talking about. Toys.
The water toys.
Water toys.
There's no pool in the open water.
The really big pool toys. The ocean toys.
Okay. Or,
see, like, I don't know if I'd want to be a chief stew because it is a lot of pressure. And, like, if your folks are not performing, it comes down on you and you have to discipline yeah. them, which is really hard. And you have to, like, have a firm hand.
Daisy got, like, a lot of shit from Glenn about being, like, why is no one up there with the guests? But it's not, like, Daisy's not a robot and her two, like, Daisy was on break at one point and sleeping. And her two stews were just down in the basement just chit-chatting.
I know.
So, but then it's, like, Daisy's fault.
Yep.
So that was, like, ugh. Like, because, anyways, keep going.
So.
There's more roles than that.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, obviously, if something goes wrong like that, like, that's not great. But if you're the bosun and something goes wrong, that's, like, a safety thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially if it's the anchor is dragging at night or something. And
you also, like, can't really sleep in peace because like you could, but like that other episode of Below Deck, I don't remember which one, but like one of the deckhands screwed up night watch and he didn't call Gary and the captain in time to be like, hey, we're dragging, and so like Gary had to like wake up in a fright to that sucks because it's like you're just trying to sleep and because you have a full day ahead of you and you yep. have to get waken up at 4 a.m. to be like, this ship could crash and burn and die.
Like, yeah, honestly, I don't know how any of them can sleep. And then chef, like, arguably, I mean, we both like to cook.
Yeah.
So cooking is fun. But the most high-pressure job, because you're the only one in that department, you're planning all the meals, you're feeding all the guests, you're feeding all the crew.
You're standing up for hours.
You get, like,
in a kitchen.
Time off.
You get no fresh air, no, like, nothing for 3 days on, 1 day off.
Like,
that job,
lucky.
And their quarters are tiny. They're making a bajillion meals. Like,
honestly, they have.
That job looks brutal, yeah. AF. Brutal.
And then captain.
I was gonna say.
Which, obviously, you have to work your way up to captain, but that's, like, the
well,
ultimate.
High pressure on its own, too.
Right.
I mean, that's why we see the captains never have fun, too, right? I'm sure there are other reasons, but, like, they never, like, have fun in the entire season. They're on their own.
They can't get drunk
on
the boat at all.
Yeah. Because there's safety hazard. Mm-hmm. They're, no matter what is happening, it's always a safety hazard. They're, like, always on. Mm-hmm. They're never off. Mm-hmm. Like, mentally.
Yeah.
So, what role would you pick?
Well, there's engineer Colin.
Oh, yeah, if the engine dies and...
You have to fix this whole boat!
And you're also down there in the base, in that grimy basement, too.
I mean, like, lose a finger to this engine, like, God knows. Honestly, none of these sound very appealing.
No, none of them do. That's why it's funny. Well, not funny, that's just it's a tough question. What role would you pick?
I would go for an individual contributor. I would go for, like,
individual contributor.
Just under chief stew. What's it called?
The, like, second stew?
Second stew, yeah.
You do second stew?
Yeah. Because I get to, like, maybe I'll do, like, a beach picnic, which sounds more fun than they make it seem, even though I'm sure it sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, my God. When they show how much they struggle during those picnics, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
All,
like,
it takes is good planning.
That's true.
I'm good at that.
Okay.
What would you pick?
I would also do second.
Oh!
Yeah.
It was my sales pitch, wasn't it?
No, literally. No, I mean, just because, like, you're not leading, which means you're not in charge of, like, you know, I mean, I like being in charge, but you're also not taking the brunt of your two morons, if they are morons. And then, you know, you're also not, like, the last one, so you're doing, like, the bitch work. You're like, in that perfect little happy medium where you do your job and you have fun. And that's mm-hmm. it. And you're responsible for yourself and only yourself, and you assist the person below you, and that's about it. And you're learning a lot. And so, yeah. But I don't know if I would do deckhand, though, or stew. Just because, like, when you're a stew, you're still a maid. But...
Yeah.
Also, the second, like, deckie is, like, the work they do is almost, like, less people and more physical. And
more I'm outside too, though.
Well, that's the thing, and I like to be outside.
No.
So I'm torn. But I'm also a people person, and I would love to be chatting with the guests and serving them drinks.
Yeah. And you'd be like, another round of shots for you guys?
Oh, you know I would. All right, second stewardess. Oh, I would be getting them hammered.
There's also the concept of, like, deck stew that they have every so often.
Ooh, like half and half.
But they, like, it's...
The stews get to be outside, though, because whenever they're setting up the table, I mean, when they're serving, mm-hmm. and that's the thing, second stew gets to serve, whereas the first stew is in the bedroom quarters doing the sheets and stuff.
Like, laundry room.
Oh, yeah, and I hate laundry. Like, I'll serve, I'll be your little entertainer in terms of, like, getting you what you need, but...
Yeah.
You know, don't want to do laundry and bedding. I'm okay. Okay, so yeah. Second stew it is then. Why are you always cupping my answer? God. Be original sometimes.
I wonder if they know that they have it good. Like, I wonder if the second stews know, like, this is, like...
They have it real good.
One of the best jobs on the boat.
Guys, do you know how original Monica is? So she gets that baby frog, and I go, what are you going to name this frog? And she goes, frog. Like, are you freaking kidding me? So original. But we named him Harold, though, and we're on to a better path from here on. So.
Yeah. If you know, you know. You know.
What else you got for me?
I'm excited to start watching Southern Charm. I think my...
What's the new show that's coming out? I don't think there is any.
Well, Winter House will be eventually soon.
You know, that will be, like, in October, I think.
What?
Well, that's usually when they do it. They don't air it in our summertime. They air it when it's, like, our fall. Because they did that with Summer House, where they air it in our springtime.
Oh, to get you, like, excited for the summer. Yeah,
I mean, that and, like, schedule-wise, too.
Can you
Google it? Well, either way, I think this is the perfect time, for you to watch Southern Charm.
That's what I'm saying. Because
we have a little break, I guess,
and I think my excitement will be ignited when I'm there. I'm going to be like, all right, well, now I really want to watch. I want to see if the places that I went to are going to be on the show, you know? Like, I think it'll inspire me.
Can you say it?
Winter House will be October 2023.
No. I was...
You were right.
Say it louder. Say it loud for the people in the back.
Jasmine was right.
I was right. I literally guessed October.
What about Southern Charm?
To birthday present, might.
What's a great birthday?
Let's see.
You made it sound like it was going to be soon, so I got
excited. No, I didn't. I told you it's not going to be soon. You wanted to watch the new season, and I said, don't roll your eyes at me. Don't give me this attitude. You know I'm right. You literally said that you will watch Southern Charm for the new season, and I said, no, you should watch the latest season because the new season isn't coming out till later, and you're like, no, I'm pretty sure it's coming out soon, and I said, no, and here we freaking are. This conversation is exhausting. Do you guys see what I have to deal with?
I haven't said a word in the last 10 minutes. This one just... ranting. I'm just kidding.
Southern Charm to premiere this fall. It doesn't say when. All right, they haven't announced like a date basically, but
I'll watch
that checks out too.
The last season then.
Yes. Watch the last season. If you like it, go backwards. Like we did for Vanderpump.
I know.
Oh.
Do you have any last thoughts for our friends?
No. I think we're good.
Wow. Well, just you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Well, just more like, guys, what should I watch? Like, should I dabble in The Real Housewives? They've done a lot of marketing for Real Housewives of New York. I mean, it makes sense. It's new, right? So I get it. But I am seeing, like, a ton of that. So I don't know if it's worth the watch. If you guys think it is, DM us and let us know. If not, if you have some other shows, let us know too, because, yeah, would kind of need something new.
Yeah, let us know. I think it would be fun if we have another poll this week. If you listen on Spotify, and so scroll down in this episode, at the bottom, there should be a poll, and we will ask you, what position would you like to be? If you were a deckie.
Yeah.
Let us know.
All right, cool.
Do you agree with us? Was my sales pitch good? Or do you completely disagree? You'd rather be outside? Or do you want to be El Capitan and just rule it all? And you can officiate weddings as a captain. As
what?
A boat captain, yeah.
Can you really?
In international waters, yes.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You should be a captain. You've already officiated one wedding.
No,
I have the captain hat for you.
Oh my gosh, I need
it. Oh yeah, we didn't talk about our best friend's wedding. Mon crushed the officiating of the wedding. It was amazing. You did so good. You didn't cry. I was just sniffling the entire time.
I couldn't look at you. I couldn't look down the bridesmaid line because I knew I would cry because I heard sniffles and I saw... dabbing at tears. I'm like, I can't look. But I didn't cry, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, no. It was the most fun wedding ever. It literally was, like, the best freaking time.
So good. So good. Post-game to Hennessy's in Boston, which was really funny and fun.
That was the best time, though. Like, everyone had such a blast. Like,
it was also such a... just a nice day, because the wedding wasn't until 5, but we had all day with all the bridesmaids just, like, slowly kind of getting ready. We had hair and makeup in the bridal suite, and we're all just hanging out together.
That was really awesome.
Like, it was just a nice kind of, a, like, you know, stress-free, at least for us.
I mean, the morning was a little rough because we woke up so early, and some of us were a little loopy because we were tired as hell, and it was such a long day. But it was stress-free. It was really, like, well-planned. You know, pretty straightforward, and it was just good vibes all around. Like,
yeah,
it was a great time. That photographer was something.
Photographer was something.
Did you see all the pictures yet?
I've seen like 500 of them.
I know.
There's so many.
It's a lot.
They're really nice, though. Like, the photos came out nice.
There are some weird ones. Like, I was telling Steph, I was like, this photographer gave no shits. Like, I think that's what Sue said. Because there are some funny ones where people are like, double chin, like, look like they're twitching, like, from the side. I'm like, why would you take this picture? What the hell? But then there are some, like, really nice ones, some really, really good pictures. So
good memories of
good
the day.
Good balance. I can't believe that second photographer quit. Those are a bunch of photos.
Did he actually quit?
Yeah, he did. And we're not gonna get those pictures. Well, Steph's not gonna get those pictures.
Wait, I thought he just left. No,
he quit.
What?
He literally quit midday. Like, all those pictures he took from all those corners, we're not going to get it. Or I don't know how we're going to get it, but he quit.
Because the lead photographer, like, he didn't like
it? I mean, I guess so. Like, I don't really know what the reason is, but I mean, how savage is that?
Whoa. I didn't know that he straight up quit. That's
insane.
Dude.
Pretty savage.
Drama.
I know. I told Steph, I was like, honestly, why don't you ask for some money back? Because technically you paid for two photographers and now you only have one. Or you get those pictures that he took because you've paid for it. But she was like, I don't even want to deal with this guy. I'm too scared. I'm happy with what I have. So.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Pretty nuts.
That's crazy.
I know. How do you have the balls to quit mid-wedding too? Just like, do it, get your paycheck and get out. Why
honestly.
Not? Right?
You're really having that bad of a time with us? We were a delight. We were fun. We were easy to work with.
We're having fun.
No, I don't blame him if he quit because of the lead photographer, because he was not good at communicating at all.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, guys, I'm tired from yelling to tell you what to do. My voice is getting tired. Like, well,
wait, did he really say that?
Yeah. So he started, like, he would tell one person what he wants us to do, like, what pose he wants us to do. And then we're all like, so what do you want? Like, where do you want us going? What do you want us to do? There's a group of literally 20 of us in the middle of Boston. Like, what do you want us to do? And
oh,
he's like,
yeah.
We had to play literally telephone and be like, oh, he wants us to do this. He wants us to do this.
So I know,
like,
that was chaos.
I'm sorry, you're tired from yelling to tell us what to do? Like, bring a megaphone. It's not our problem.
He should have brought a megaphone. That would have been hilarious.
It would be, and it would have been effective. Like,
no, totally.
We're compliant. We're doing whatever he told us to do. He just wouldn't tell us what to do. So we're like, okay, we're standing here. What do you want us to do?
I know.
We're in heels sinking into the grass, mud.
Oh, my God. My feet were on fire during the ceremony. I literally was like, am I sobbing because of my feet?
I'm
in pain, or because I'm emotional? No, obviously it was because of the emotions.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just said the entire time I was like, I cannot wait to get out of these shoes. Like, I cannot freaking wait. That's the thing. Like, men, You guys have it good.
Oh my gosh. The groomsmen showed up. They put on their tie. They put on their suit. They're
ready. Ready in 2 seconds, dicks. And then they got free drinks.
The well, we hell? Got champagne.
I know we did. We did, which was very, was very lovely. Nice. From the LaBrosses.
It was a really, really, really good time.
We had know. So much fun. I'm like sad the it's whole like weekend. Over. But also at the same time, I'm glad I can just relax and like,
yeah.
Just because like leading up to the wedding, there's a lot of planning, there's a lot of prep, it's expensive, you know, just like a lot's going on. But yeah, no, your next wedding's in August, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steph's birthday.
Yeah.
You excited?
For the wedding? Yeah. Just said for Charles.
Is it going to be like a proper Polish wedding or not really? Because it's going to be in Massachusetts. So.
Right. You can't really do like the 5 a.m. thing at any venues here. So we go pretty late. I think it's going to go till midnight. And I think there are going to be like the Popodavina the next day at one of the parents of the couple's homes.
Very nice.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But no officiating that wedding.
Nope.
And that'll be a mass too. Like a church ceremony.
Yeah, church. Yeah.
Nice.
So that's a priest officiating.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
No, guys, I'm looking for work, you know? if you want an officiant, I'm really cool. I'm really fun.
You got a resume to put out there?
It's just one line. Steph and Della wedding, July 1st, 2023. That's my resume, verbal resume. Hire me if you need someone.
Yeah, she's pretty good. You know, she got some jokes. Up her sleeve like that. She doesn't need to do jokes if you don't like that.
So. Yeah, you choose your joke level.
She's pretty custom, you know. She's custom made.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Crackhead.
Crackheads. Well, it was lovely catching right, up with you, mate.
Yes, no, this was phenomenal. Thanks for... I was going to say thanks for having me.
Just in your home.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for having you.
Thanks for listening to us, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
I know.
Putting up with all of this.
The folks on the phone, we love you. You guys are the best. And can't wait to... When are we going to do this again? We'll talk offline.
We'll talk offline. Yeah. You'll catch us on the next one sometime very soon.
All right. See you next time, guys.
Bye.
Bye.